Hi, welcome back to the podcast, also known as Khalil Thompson needs to tell his story from last week.
Wait, which story?
About you getting roundhouse kicked.
Oh, that one, okay. Do you want, like, the full, because it's like...
Hey, before we start, actually, I want to do a roll call. It's Khalil and Ryan.
Yeah.
It's pretty standard.
I don't get to say my name,
pretty standard.
No, you don't get to say your name.
I mean, I already said it twice.
He's the host. He has to
introduce. Oh, what's your name, Khalil?
I'm going to hit them with that. Ebony Thunder.
Thanks for filling in for Tim that way.
Tim will probably show up in about 5 minutes. The podcast just attracts Tim to our room for some reason.
It's true.
I mean, he does live here, so.
Don't worry, Tim.
Oh, yeah, but he's, like, never here. Well, and then I'll hit record. Like, I'll literally hit, like, R.
Or we're in the podcast booth, remember?
In the booth.
Yeah, the podcast
booth. Oh, I mean, living in person's phone. Spotify actually just has me in a stranglehold, and then I speak into a microphone every time someone hits play.
Yep.
I'm actually chained in a room. This is a cry for help.
won't let me out, please.
So, Khalil Thompson, your first semester of college, were a foreign exchange student.
I was.
Studied abroad.
I studied abroad. You were a foreign exchange student. I wouldn't be a foreign exchange student because it was still at Kent State's, like, they have a campus in Florence.
In Florence, yeah, that's kind of suspicious.
This is
why is that suspicious?
Well, it's not in Kent, so why is it called Kent State if it's not in a state and it's not in Kent?
Do you think they have a campus in Kent? Like England?
I don't think Kent, England is a real place.
Kent, England is a real place.
Kent, England is a real place.
Prove it to me.
You have a computer.
Anyway, so you were a foreign exchange student.
Studying abroad.
You lived an interesting life in Florence, Italy.
Not really.
But you
up until like the last 2 weeks. Other than that, it was pretty boring, actually.
Wow.
Like,
he didn't have any friends.
Very unexciting. It was just I don't know. It wasn't very interesting, involved at all.
We should tell, after we're done with your story, we should tell the story of how you were introduced to the friend group.
I don't think if he wants to keep ads, I don't think we should say that.
Well, we can leave out the first part.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Thanks, guys. I'm glad that there's some self-censorship going on, so I don't have to go through and chop 20 minutes and have an awkward cut.
Okay.
So what did I say? It's
He's
the
bad.
Man, the myth, the legend himself.
One of
these Tim, come do your intro for this episode.
Hold on.
You need a nickname.
He has a nickname. He doesn't need a nickname.
The
he
Meat
has a
Masher?
Nickname.
That was a classic.
What?
Tim, the Meat Masher symbol.
That was a good one.
Hi, my name is Timothy Thunderous Tuna Fish Sandwich Symbol.
And this is my podcast.
It's his podcast now.
Podcast.
Listen,
I actually
Spotify,
just had to, I actually
Spotify
just had
now
to
has him in the stranglehold. You're free.
I actually just had to sell advertising rights to Tim in the last 10 seconds. So, Khalil Thompson, tell us about the most exciting thing that happened to you in Florence, Italy.
But the question is, because, do you want me to tell the whole entire story?
The whole entire story.
The whole entire story. Go away, Tim. okay.
It's a good thing there's no camera here.
Yeah, that was, Tim was being...
That's what you think. The NSA is watching you.
I don't have a camera on my laptop.
That's what you think. The NSA is watching you.
They can't. I intentionally got a laptop with camera. But then for
goodbye,
an online
Mr.
class,
FBI man.
I have an online class, and it's like, you need a camera so we can make sure that you're not cheating on your exam. And I was like, well, sorry, I don't have one. So I have to take it in person.
Okay, so anyway. So let me think. It all started November 30th.
I was born.
November 30th?
November 30th, 2017. I remember that day.
It was a cold Tuesday afternoon.
It was a Thursday evening, actually. I'm telling
I'm
the story.
I'm impressed with your memory, actually.
I'm telling the story here. Right? I remember it very well because it was right after class, and I had left my keys in a jacket that was in my closet, so I was locked out. And all my roommates were gone doing whatever they were doing.
Doing what roommates do.
What roommates do without me. So I was kind of just walking about. Tim, stop, please.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Tim is pantomiming many things that he's pretending to do to Khalil.
None of which I enjoy. So anyway,
I'm not saying it's wrong if someone did enjoy them.
But I got locked out, and I was kind of bored. So I texted one of my friends, who was one of the people that was part of the freshman group, and I told her, "Hey, you know, I'm bored. I am also locked out. Like, could I stay over at your place for a little bit?" And she said, "Yeah, sure, whatever." She's just a friend, guys. We did, everything was PG.
13.
No, actually just G.
Really?
Yeah, no, we were literally just friends. Like, that's it. Okay, anyway. So she said, "Yeah, no, I cannot do that, actually. I'm busy." She was like, "I want to check out the Christmas market," because there was this Christmas market that just opened up in front of this place called Santa Croce. And I was like, "Let's hit it up together then," because, again, I cannot go inside. So I have literally nothing to do. So we both went. Huge place, actually. That was the first place I was ever able to get a burger over in Italy that didn't cost, like,
$12. Burger?
Yeah.
That was $12?
Yeah. No, it wasn't $12. Like, that was the first time I could get a burger that was, like, under $5. Because the burgers there, like, all the Burger King and McDonald's or whatever, they have it over there, but they have it, like, super expensive. Like, if you got, like a kid's meal, it would have cost you $8.50 for it. In euros, which is, like, you know, $9.75 over here.
So. Did they serve spaghetti at Burger King?
No.
Why not? It's Italy.
Have you heard, there's a Mitch Hedberg joke where he was like, "I want to be open up a franchise restaurant, but then be really stubborn and, like, not do it." And they're like, "Yeah, can I get a Big Mac?" And he's like, "Nah, this McDonald's only spells spaghetti." So funny. Mitch Hedberg is, like, one of the best comedians ever. Gone he too is. Soon. Rest yeah. Spaghetti, never forgetty. All
right, what's your story?
Okay. Cool. Can you?
So, there's expensive burgers.
Yeah, expensive burgers. So, I didn't go to McDonald's or Burger King anymore. But that place over at the Christmas market was, like, cooked it, like, right in front of you. You could add, like, whatever you want. Add peppers, like, onions, lettuce, like, some spicy sweet chili sauce or whatever. It was delicious, man. I did the Italian sort of, you know, you know?
I like having to fill in visual jokes. I'm like, "Oh, here's the joke I made." Like, just so unintuitive.
So, at that point, I was like, "Oh, yeah, I'm going to do my Christmas shopping here later, though." Because, again, still locked out. That hasn't changed. So I figured, while I was over there, I had a class called a practicum, and that was essentially just like, "Oh, you're gonna be making a documentary," and I wanted my documentary to be about music. So I decided, there was a street artist that I wanted to get, that I wanted to interview. This dude's name was Aaron, and he performed at this bar on Thursday, and I was like, "Oh, well, it's Thursday night. I can go over there and I can, you know, interview him after his set and be like, 'Yeah, what's up? You know, I'm a musician. I do blah 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 and blah blah blah.'" So that's what I expected. So I went back to the Florence campus or whatever, because it's literally just like a building. So I went back there. I got all the equipment I needed, and I walked on over to this bar called the Super Fox. It took me a while to get there because I didn't really know what it was. Like, once you get it, you're like, you got it, you know, it's in your head. So, I go there. It's about, let me see, 9 or 10-ish. Because I was at the Christmas market for a couple hours. And I walk in, expecting, you know, like, a bunch of people and some music playing or whatever. But I walk in, all the bags and stuff in my hand. And I see the bartender and I see two people. I'm like, "Oh, this is weird." And the bartender's like, "Hey, what do you have?" And I was like, I don't know. He's like, "Oh, you need some time to think?" And I said, "No, I was actually here to interview somebody. I don't know if you know him, Aaron." And he said, "Oh, he didn't tell you." I said, "Didn't tell me what?" Like, he didn't tell me anything. So apparently, while I was texting Aaron at the time, and apparently he left the country, like, straight up was gone. Like, he moved from Florence to, like, nice France or Nice, whatever it's called.
Nice,
France. Like, that day.
He was just like, "I'm gone.
Didn't tell me. Didn't tell me." Right? So, He said, wow, you really didn't tell you that. And I was like, no, I was literally, like, texting him. I showed him a text. And he's like, oh, that's funny, dude. And I was like, thanks.
Yeah, awesome.
Yeah, thanks.
Super cool.
Like, that goes, like, the entire point of my documentary. Like, literally, like, he's gone. Like, he's like, eh, that's fine. And he gave me, like, a drink. Like, ah, you know. And he said, oh, well, this right here, there were a couple people there. He's like, this is Daniel. And this is Jordan, the girl. And Jordan was busy telling him a story that I probably won't repeat simply because I don't want to take up your entire podcast.
It was the TLDR.
Okay. Basically, her brother impregnated some Russian model. Russian model had a kid. Brother moved back to Texas. Russian model stayed in Europe. Kid has heart problems, needs to go to Texas, but the Russian model girl has the baby. Doesn't want to bring her back to Texas because she knows that if she brings them back to Texas, she's probably going to lose them, and she doesn't want that, but baby still needed to be in the hospital by, like, January.
Did the baby die?
I'm not sure.
We don't know. The baby wasn't very hardy. Could you...
What?
What?
The baby wasn't very hardy. They were kind of rushing it.
Man, he really thought that was funny, too. Jeez. That was
okay. Okay, so?
So I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. So we just got to talking and stuff or whatever. And she's like, yeah, no, I go me all the time. You know, I go to, like, some art school that they have over here. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's pretty interesting or whatever. Yeah, that's cool. And she was like, hey, you busy on Monday? And I was like, no, I'm not busy on Monday. What's going on Monday? She said, well, basically... There's this, she works out at the gym a lot. She's really into yoga. And she said that, at night the yoga studios turn into, like, fight clubs. And I was like, that sounds sweet, you know? And I was like, that sounds, like, really cool.
Have you seen the movie Fight Club?
I have seen the movie.
I have not.
I saw it after I went to Florence.
You went to a fight club before you saw the movie Fight Club?
Yeah.
Pre-gaming. Nice.
Yeah, and so she said, yeah, no, come with me, you know, it's that blah, blah, blah. She sent me, she, like, wrote it down or whatever on a napkin and gave it to me. I was like, oh, cool, that's sweet. So Monday rolls around, done with classes. I go walk a half hour to this place, right? It looks a little sketchy, but I'm like, whatever, you know, it's whatever. A lot of places in Florence look sketchy. You know, it's nothing wrong with it. So I go in there, and I see this, like, little yoga studio, but, like, there's, like, a staircase over to, like, you know, the basement. So I go down, and...
So this is just in the basement of this, like, yoga studio?
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So...
Were there any, like, alarms going off in your head, like,
I heard, like, people talking down there, so I was like, oh, that must be the way to go.
And okay.
And I was like, I really hope it is, because if it isn't, it's going to be... really weird, you know, because I'm just going to be encroaching on these people's, like, you know.
It's like in the third Indiana Jones where he, like, is crawling through the caves in the beginning and then he, like, just finds people, like, finding treasure.
Yeah.
And they're like, what are you doing?
So, I go down there, everyone looks up, like, huh, like, they don't, they're just like, huh, all right, whatever.
Like, they're like, you don't look like an Italian man?
Yeah. And, Jordan, like, she sees me, she says hi, and then she says, like, yeah, this is blah, 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 you know. And she says, now, there's, like, a big thing here at this fight club. In that, basically, the fight clubs themselves are run by Brazilians. Because it's, like, a lot of Brazilians in Florence. I don't know why. That's just how it is. But they run the leather market and they run the fight clubs. Now... there's, like, a lot of, she was saying, like, yeah, there's a lot of Brazilian people here, so they speak Portuguese, and they don't really know English, but they do speak Italian, and I barely knew Italian. She knew more than me, but not by much. So she was like, whenever they need something translated, I was just like, I got you, or whatever. So we just, like, we're practicing, you know, doing, like, you know, you punch the hand, and then they
sparring.
Do, yeah, sparring or whatever. Then dude comes in, he says, yeah, but blah, blah, blah. And it's speaking in Portuguese, but I don't know Portuguese. So I'm just saying, yep, mm-hmm. I'm nodding my head. not understanding a single word he's saying. And then he spoke it in Italian. And I knew a couple of the words, but they didn't, you know, make sense. It's like bits and pieces that, like, didn't really make sense because he was talking fast. So I, like, looked to Jordan, and she said, no, no, he's just introducing himself or whatever. Then he said some more stuff in Portuguese and Italian. And then she said, oh. And I said, What's oh?
That's like never what you want to hear.
She said the splitting off into groups, guys and guy groups and girl groups. Obviously, Jordan's a girl, so I can't go with her.
What do you mean, obviously, Jordan's a girl? That's like a name that could go either way.
Yeah, no, but like...
I have both a friend that is a guy and a girl named Jordan.
In the context of the story.
Yeah, in the context, yeah.
Jordan is a girl, and she's like, you know, she's going with the girls, and I was like, oh, so I'm going to be just like, what, in this fight club... where I don't speak a single, like, word of their language. What could go wrong, you know? So...
Well, actually...
yeah.
Funny you should ask.
Fun fact. It did go wrong. I was partnered up with this, like, beefy dude. Not, like, super beefy, but, like, definitely... I was, like...
Beefier than you want in a
Yeah,
fight
it's,
club.
Like... For, like, the very first thing that we do, it's, like, I really don't want to be with this guy unless we're, like, trying to fight two people by, like... You know,
unless
doubles.
I get another dude with me.
unless we're doing, like, doubles and we're just, like, getting two people. And so they were, like... So he was saying some Portuguese stuff, and then he said Italian, and, like, I don't know what he was saying. And Jordan was, like, far away, so she couldn't hear what he was saying. She was just, like... She was, like, kind of listening in, but
Take
she couldn't
your
even...
best guess.
Yeah, she was just, like, I don't know. So I was, like, okay, cool. So he asked something Portuguese, and my partner raised his hand. And I'm like, what is this? I'm just like, all right. So he's like, come on. You know, he just like taps my shoulder. Come on, you know. So we go, and I'm like, oh, I was like, oh, we're going on the mat. Oh, okay, sure, why not, you know. And then here's me still expecting to like have other people. Like I'm just going to be sitting in the back, and he's going to be doing the fighting. But it's just the two of us. So I was like. This is not going to go well. I don't know what's about to happen, but it's not going to go well. So teacher says some more stuff in Portuguese, and I see Jordan, like, notice that I'm on the mat and just, like, goes, like her eyes widen. She's like, oh, snap. So teacher says some more Portuguese. He's, like, counts down. I'm assuming, you know, he's like saying
down
like,
or up.
He's doing
there
like,
were numbers.
But, and I was like, oh, you must be counting down for something. And then I didn't know what, so I was just like, all right, what's going to happen? Right? And then he yells something. I look at him, I say, what? But I don't get to say what. Like, I don't get to say the word what completely because my partner raises his foot and like roundhouse kicks me like in the face. And me completely not expecting it, I just fall down. I'm like out for like a minute or something like that. I get up and I'm like, oh my gosh, you know, like I was like, you know, like I got a headache now, and obviously the pain of like getting kicked in the face comes back to me. I'm like, ah, you know, just I'm like, oh crap, and everyone's laughing because they're like, ha, you got hit, man. You were supposed to duck. I didn't know I was supposed to duck, obviously. But she, like, Jordan tells me, like, yeah, you were supposed to duck. Like, that's...
Oh, thanks.
I was like, yeah, okay. Well, I know that now. And then my partner here, he picks me. He's, like, laughing, but he, like, helps me up. And then I'm like, can I get some ice or whatever? And then Jordan, like, asks for ice in Italian. And then a couple people get it. I got, like, ice on my face. And I'm like, I'm not doing anything else, man. Anything else is way too risky. So I just, like, sit down for, like, the remainder of, like, the training. And it's actually really cool because it was Brazilian jiu-jitsu, which is, like, neat. But it's also, like, the stuff they use in MMA fighting. So I definitely shouldn't have – I definitely should have known, like, what was going on beforehand. But, so, you know, it all – we all get finished and everything. And people are just like, they just look at me and they just like smile a little bit. Because, you know, I'm the dude that got kicked in the face.
I'm the roundhouse kick guy.
I'm the, you know. And Jordan's like, yeah, so how do you think? And I was like, what? I mean,
what
I got.
What do you think what happened? What I got you, roundhouse I was like, kicked in the jaw.
I was like, this was definitely very, very.
Interesting.
But like not in a good way, in like a painful way. So I decide, you know, next time. It's probably not going to be next time that I'm going to be in this fight club.
That's a knock at the door.
And then she said, "You want to go back to the bar?" And I said, "Absolutely. Why not? The bartender's gonna love this, you know."
I love when people come in unannounced. That's super cool.
We have another Tyler here, actually.
Yeah. The real Tyler's here now.
The real Tyler.
We're talking about how Khalil got roundhouse kicked in the face in Italy.
Yeah.
You know, interesting fact about Khalil, his name's pronounced Khalil and not Khalil.
Yeah.
But he didn't tell us that until he'd known us for like an entire year.
Yeah.
He goes, "Oh, by the way, my name's pronounced Khalil." I was like,
What?
I did already mess up his name a lot, so he just didn't want to rub salt in the wound.
To be fair,
you weren't even Khalil, you were James.
Yeah, so to be fair, you confused me
and
James.
In our friend group, there are two African-American men in our friend group, Khalil and James. Interesting thing about them is they look nothing alike. Like,
we have glasses and we are both black, and that is the only two things.
And
your hair's pretty short, too.
To clarify, they're both black, but, like, Khalil is significantly darker, and they don't wear the same kind of glasses.
Exactly.
So there's zero way to mess them up.
James is also taller than me.
By, like, a couple inches. It's, like, noticeable,
mm-hmm.
but, like, just barely.
Yeah.
And so when Tim introduced me to Khalil, he goes, "Yeah, this is our friend James." And so Khalil was like, "Haha, good one." And Tim was like, "What?" And, like, Tim genuinely just, like, thought they were, like, the same. I don't know if he thought they were the same person or if he just, like, didn't remember, if he just met him real quick at one point and then was like, "I just remembered, like, two things about him, like, black man with glasses." And then he was like, "No, my name's Khalil." And I was like, "What?" So then because I'd never met James before. So then I actually met James and I was like, "Wait, this one's James?" I was like, "How did you?" And then because Tim had messed it up once, he then, like, got in his head and just continued to mess it up.
I think the best part was the first time I did it, I was like, "Really?
No!
No!"
Like that.
Which made it worse.
Yeah. Like, it I didn't really know didn't what my much. Name was, you know, something like that.
That being said, as funny as that is, me and Tim get called each other all the time.
Tim and Tom.
Tim and Tom.
But also... We have names that start with T, and we're both taller than average white kids with brown hair and brown eyes, so I can at least understand it.
It's probably just mainly because of your name. They both didn't start with
Tim
T.
And Tyler.
If we were James and Ezekiel, no one would ever.
Against our names? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that both your names start with
All
T.
All names that start with a T look the same to me.
Dirty T names.
Whoa.
That's him right there, officer.
Okay.
Have you ever been arrested?
Have I ever been arrested? No, but actually,
statistically, you're
also
the
in Italy. Also in Italy, I was getting Subway one day. You know, just because I was like
Subway the restaurant.
Yeah, Subway the restaurant. So I was like, you know, and the guy was kind of cool. He was just like, "Yeah, what do you want, man?" I was like, "Yeah, I want some. You know, I want some meatballs or something." You know, we were just like just chatting it up a little bit. You know,
real quick, do they got spaghetti at the Subway?
No. No,
oh.
it's a Subway, it's a sandwich place.
Tim, not every place serves spaghetti in Italy.
Yeah.
I want to clarify that.
I would also like to clarify that.
Then why would I go to Italy?
They've got really nice architecture, they've got really nice buildings, it's so cool. Anyways, if you're not there for the spaghetti, why are you there?
Exactly.
It's true.
I don't know.
True spaghetti culture.
Okay, but so while I was getting my food, I only had like a 50 in my wallet, and I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm sorry, man. Like, I know it's gonna be tough to break." But he was like, "No, it's no big deal." It's like I give him the 50, and he's giving me change back. And it's at this point that the police come in. I'm like, "Okay, what's up?" I was like, "Yeah, hello."
Oh, no.
And then they just like look at me, and then they ask me something. And I was like, "What?" They ask me something in Italian. I'm like, "What?" He said, "Oh, English. Come here." And I was like, "Okay." And he said, and the dude was still giving me money, so I was like, "Yeah, give me a sec." So I have like, you know, $10 in my hand right now. And he's like, "Let me see your receipt." And I was like, "He hasn't given me the receipt yet. He's still giving me the money." He's like, "All right, you." And then he said, "You go there." And I was like, "All right." And he gave me the rest of my money. He's like, "Now, let me see the receipt." And I was like, "Okay, here you go, officer." He just, like, looks at it, looks at me, looks at, like, my hand full of cash, just like does that for like, you know.
Did you think you were robbing it?
I guess.
What?
For like 20 seconds, he looks, he's like, okay. I'm like, and then he leaves, and I was like, is he even gonna get fooded? Did he leave?
He walked in just to be like, I just saw you at the register and him handing you money. I wanted to make sure.
Am I about to go to jail for a meatball sub?
I was like, oh, okay.
With no spaghetti?
One time I waved to a police officer, like just a friendly wave, and I was screaming like a crazy person, which never really helps your case. And it was by the ice hockey arena, and it was like a straight road with like a four-way stop at the end. And I just see him start to turn around. In, like he starts doing like a K-turn like in the intersection, and I was like, uh-oh. And I'm with like four or five other guys. And they all just go, yeah, this is going to be, something's going to be on you.
That's how you know it's bad.
They're like, yeah.
He pulled up, he goes, everything all right here? And I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, I just saw you wave and wanted to make sure. And I was like, okay. Meanwhile, I had in my hand a hockey puck that I had taken from the thing. So I was like, man, security's tight here. Because I found it caught in the net and I was like, this is mine now. What, do you want more?
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Don't. I saw the hockey puck.
It's right here in this drawer. Oops. Sorry, Khalil's knee.
That's here it a pretty is. Long hear hockey it? Puck. It's pretty thick.
Yep, there it is.
There's a hockey puck. It's
definitely going to peak.
It's brown. It's pretty weird.
It's not brown.
Oh,
definitely not brown.
That is the opposite of brown.
100% black.
What?
That is very, very, very black. Can you see that? Don't bite it. Don't
Khalil,
bite it.
Can you give me a scale?
Is it made out of spaghetti?
Of how black that is.
Okay.
Ebony. Thunder.
We actually already mentioned Ebony Thunder.
You did already mention Ebony Thunder?
Yeah. Oh.
We had to.
I didn't yell it like too loud, obviously. Mm-hmm.
Hey, why don't you yell it out the window right now?
You want me to yell out the window right now? I will yell out the window.
It'd be
right
kind
now.
Of funny.
It would be kind of funny. Sure this won't like catch or whatever?
It might.
Okay. Ebony Thunder! Did I catch?
Yeah. I've stolen Khalil's seat.
No, it's not as bad as some of our lives have been.
You can see on the waveform where it was. I'll tell you that.
Please, it's not too bad. It could be worse.
No, I'm going to be your seatbelt.
Stop.
Dude, favorite thing to get at Starbucks.
I don't
Three,
drink coffee.
3, 2, 1. A restraining order.
I got like a donut the last two times I was at Starbucks, which was like
they sell donuts at Starbucks.
I thought
it was
like
a
coffee
shop. It's like an old fashioned donut, or whatever. It was pretty good, but it was like the only thing I could eat because I was like in downtown Columbus.
Oh, because it's gluten free.
No, I was in downtown.
You try to tell me that you don't like donuts with your coffee? You're like the opposite of a cop.
I would not call myself the opposite of a cop because the opposite of a cop would be a criminal.
Yeah, exactly. It's criminal that you don't like donuts with your coffee.
I like Krispy Kreme donuts exclusively. They're the only kind I can eat without puking.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you fed me a donut right now, you would also get a free ticket to watch me absolutely blow chunks.
Oh.
I would spew.
Donut Shmona, my friend, my dude.
I don't know what that means.
I could just feel everyone get visibly uncomfortable when I said that. I just saw the attitude of the room change. What's the one food that would absolutely make you puke if I fed it to you against your will?
Probably a hot dog.
Peanut butter. Hate.
Hey, can you hand me that jar of peanut butter right there? Yeah. I smell it. That's...
Yeah, no, despise peanut butter.
What's wrong with peanut butter?
It's just not good.
Cheesesteak. What do you not like George Washington Carver?
Yeah, geez, man. What did George Washington Carver ever do to you?
Nothing. But live his whole life based around peanut butter.
I'm pretty sure he did stuff other than peanut butter. I'll clarify.
Like what?
Hold on.
I don't actually hate George Washington Carver.
No one does, except for all the racists at when he was alive. Which was a fair amount of people. Mm. Oh, what a great guy.
What a nice guy, man. I bet if he was alive, we'd be fine.
Did you say hot dogs would make you puke?
Yes.
Hot dogs?
Hot dogs make me puke in, like, kindergarten, and I haven't eaten one since.
I remember when I was in kindergarten, on, like, my third day, it was picture day, and a kid threw up on me. So I had to wear my shirt backwards in my picture. I hated school from the beginning.
That's funny.
I also could read in kindergarten, so learning to read was, like, way too boring.
Oh, look, I missed a big shot over here. Oh, I learned how to read in kindergarten already, so I didn't even need to do it.
There's nothing bragging about, yeah, I learned to read, because most people have learned to read.
I guess that's true.
Wait, what?
You don't know how to read.
I came out wrong.
The true Tyler does not know how to read, actually.
I said I don't know how to read, but I meant, like, I never remembered not reading. How to read. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember learning to read. Like, I remember that there was a yellow book that my mom taught me out of, but I also don't remember not being able to read, because it just is so...
I remember learning. Kind of.
I really don't.
I also have terrible memory.
Hmm.
My memory is either, I don't even remember what we were talking about.
My memory is either like insanely good or insanely bad, and there's no in between.
I either remember something or I don't. Well, yeah.
well, no. The thing is, I need to like train like for tests. I either remember everything or absolutely nothing, and there's no in between.
Mm.
Like I don't remember some things. It's either I remember like everything.
You get 100 on the test, or you get a 0.
Basically, it's a very high like probability. You okay there?
Yeah, you good?
You know, because it's just audio, I thought I could get away with twitching and we wouldn't have to bring it up, but here we are anyways. It's been like that for like a while.
What?
My Twitch. Oh. I've just always...
I've never seen you do it, like, ever.
Interesting fact about my Twitch. It happened on a date once, and it wasn't even the most embarrassing part of the date.
Wow.
So there wasn't a second date, is what you're telling me.
Well, there was a second date. I just didn't go on it, and she went with a different guy. But yeah.
Got it.
It was the next day, and my friend's mom was like, oh, I saw that girl with another dude. And I was like, wow, that's clutch.
Tragic.
It's hilarious.
That's F in chat for Tyler.
That was terrible.
My friend's mom doesn't play. She's absolutely brutal.
She's watching out for you.
Yeah,
she is.
She tells you the cold truth, you know, whether or not you want to hear it.
Oh yeah, I know.
She puts Tyler Hare's body in the freezer. It's the cold truth.
His dad is also like that too.
Yeah,
like
just blunt.
Because our friend group is mostly guys at home, and I guess he one time was like, "Oh, are you guys ever going to invite any girls out, or is it just going to always be a sausage fest?"
The answer is no.
No, we did. The last time we hung out before I went to school, we actually did invite one of my friends from Kent, who was a female who was passing through on her way to school. So we actually did hang out
with one girl.
Then it looked really awkward.
And his parents and grandparents were there, and they were like, wow, you guys brought a... So is she like a girlfriend? And I was like, no, we're just like friends at school. Okay.
Oh, yeah, friends.
Thanks, meme. You're great.
It never gets better.
It never gets better?
No.
That's very sad to say.
What could be better than being friends?
A lot.
Are you saying there's something me and you could do right now that would be better than us being friends?
I don't think all your viewer would like to hear that, though.
All your viewer?
Yeah. All your viewer.
I just want to let you know you're off by about 11.
Hey, if you just look up Tyler Hare Khalil does things.
You can't spell my name. Don't even try it.
On the internet.
I can't spell your name because I have a friend, Jaleel, whose name is spelled almost exactly the same way.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I think I've met Jaleel.
You have met Jaleel.
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
He is a cool guy.
He's a cool guy. I'm a cool guy.
Are you a cool guy? I think you're pretty cool guy.
I would say I'm more equivalent to like wet cardboard than being cool.
Wet cardboard?
Yeah, like nothing's really going on and it just isn't. It's there. It's different than regular cardboard. It's a little more interesting, but not by much.
It's a little.
I feel like that was planned.
I guess.
That was actually not planned. I just say that. I say the wet cardboard thing sometimes, but then I've never had to back it up because people just accept that. No one ever calls me out about it. And then I was like, just started to panic.
Oh. Is it about to rain?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure
really
it is.
It's dark out there.
Yeah.
Are you saying there's wrong with something being dark, Tyler?
I mean, typically when it's dark, it's going to rain. It's just for that.
Have you ever heard of night, my guy?
I'm scared of dark. Fun fact.
You're scared of things that are dark?
Oh! Oh my gosh.
We're gonna get demonetized. Yeah, so instead of making...
You don't even have...
Instead of making $0 on this one, I'm gonna not get paid $0.
Womp womp. Excuse for making $0.
Exactly. What?
Yeah, now I'm like, oh, the last one got zero because I got demonetized. Yeah. And they're like, oh, how much would it have probably made? Well, that's not what's important.
Like, it's hard to tell.
Oh, you know.
You know, it depends on a lot of things. Like, if I decide to, you know, include a sponsorship, which I never have.
You gotta get sponsored by,
everything.
Peanut Delight.
Creamy.
Why would you say a brand name on here?
I mean...
Sponsored by?
It's an okay brand of peanut butter, but I'll be honest... I only buy it because it's cheap. I didn't know if that was the brand name until you just said it.
I've never had another, like, brand of peanut butter. Only had Jif.
Only had Jif?
Oh, like, Jif is absolutely the worst peanut butter.
I've never tried another peanut butter.
Jif is so good.
It's liquidy. I hate it.
No, it's not.
There's too much.
You gotta try Skippy.
I ate it with a spoon. I have those to go.
I'm kidding. I don't actually know what peanut butter. Because I hate peanut butter still, so like I'm just.
Oh, wait.
Yo, creamy or crunchy?
Creamy.
Creamy, duh.
No crunchies.
Yeah, me too. No, I think they're both good. It just depends on the day.
When I say Tyler, I'm staring at the peanut butter that says creamy on it right there. You better not say crunchy or you're eating.
Oh, I like crunchy a lot. If I was having just peanut butter on bread, I'd pick crunchy. But I like to put honey on them, so I have cream.
I've just never had crunchy, so I don't know.
Oh, you should try it. It's like
just put
weird
peanuts. Just put peanuts in your peanut butter.
Mm. No, that's not the same.
Well, is crunchy just peanuts in it?
But they're like smaller pieces of peanuts.
So Cole, do you like peanut butter and candy?
No.
I also like hate peanut. I hate peanut butter in candy. I think it's gross.
Yeah. Like, I don't know why you thought adding candy to it would be. See, the thing is that, like, if there's something I don't like, so even if you put, like, a bunch of stuff that I do like, if you have that thing on it, I'm just not gonna, like, try it. I'd eat around it or whatever. But my dad doesn't understand that.
So you eat the outside of a Reese's cup?
I don't eat Reese's cups.
They're Reese's?
Reese's?
Reese's.
Reese's? Whatever.
Yeah,
it does not matter.
It's possessive.
It does not matter.
Reese owns it. If you see Reese, he says, give me that, you have to.
I do know a Reese, actually. So.
Yeah, we all know a Reese.
Do we?
Yeah, he lived in our dorm last year.
I don't know that guy.
I didn't also know him.
Uh-oh, freshmen in the room are shaking their heads. Yeah. Just remembered that. Whoops.
Yeah, I feel like you're the only dude that knows this Reese.
Well, we also... There was two Reese's in our dorm last year, so take your pick.
Reese's?
He's nervous for his head.
Yeah.
Reese's.
Yeah, regardless.
There's like a piece of my bed that hangs down that's completely wooden. It's right over Ryan's head, and I've been watching him for like 30 minutes just waiting for him to give himself CTE.
Yeah, because
I can feel it.
Speaking of CTE,
listen.
Antonio Brown...
Again?
That man has CTE 100%.
Oh, 120%.
Yeah, there's no way he doesn't.
Mm.
Thank you for saying that.
Antonio Brown is like the Joker of the NFL right now. He scares me.
Antonio Brown's actually not even in the NFL.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Dude, if you get...
Should have said that joke two weeks ago, man.
If you're a talented wide receiver who gets cut by the Patriots, you're not going to be
You're not
the
doing
NFL.
Something right.
You're not. You might as well just like stop.
Pack it up and go home.
Steelers fans are like going nuts right now, though. They're like, "Ha, we got rid of him. We got stuff for him."
He and Baker Mayfield went in on it online. Did you guys see that?
Antonio Brown?
Yeah.
No, I didn't see that.
I've never heard of him.
Like, and he was like, someone's like, "Hey, start winning games instead of making an Antonio Brown like tweet to Baker Mayfield." And he's like, "Yeah, I'll just throw a tantrum and like blame my teammates and like complain about my new helmet or whatever." And Antonio Brown's like, shut up.
Nerd.
I love that.
No. You sign them all. I just said you sign them all. Oh, you got them all signed?
Yeah. So.
You could tell that one was on the mic cod, that one.
Alright, so there's a lot of background sounds that I just had to cut out, but we're going to leave. Bye.
Wait.
What?
I would also like to say parting remarks. Wait.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Follow my social media at Khalil Thompson. Maybe don't.
Okay, then I have nothing else to say then. Never mind.
Me and Jordan.
Khalil.
Can we talk about prostate exam on this show?
All right. Subscribe if you like it. And please,
adios. See you later.